Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Tafeltrauben 500 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Oder Avocado, das Stück für nur 99 Cent. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom's sugar plus watching porn and a hearse at a drive-thru. It's coming up in just a minute.
Sag mal, hast du bei der Steuer auch diesen Schulflashback? Einfach irgendwas raten und dann hoffen, dass es stimmt?
Boah, nee, gar nicht. Wieso, Steuer ist so mein Safe Space?
Du meinst, damit ist alles sicher?
Ja, genau. Wieso, Steuer ist so die Steuer-App, die dich einfach versteht. Egal ob Studium, Job oder Umzug.
Stimmt, krass. Fühlt sich gar nicht wie Steuern an.
Steuern erledigt?
Safe.
Mit Wieso, Steuer?
Well, the first time that I saw her, she was mighty fine. I said to myself, oh, how I wish I could make that little girl mine. She got a little closer, something got up in my nose. I didn't know if it was in the air or coming from her clothes. Well, she really knocked me out, and when I got up on my feet, I said, tell me, pretty baby, what the hell did you eat? What the hell did you eat? Have you declared war? The smell of old garlic is just oozing out your pores. Well, you can't hide it with your perfume or blame it on my feet. Tell me, pretty baby, what the hell did you eat? Well, I never should have asked her for when she tried to speak. Her breast smelled like a septic tank that had overflowed last week. Then a foghorn sound came from her and I had to get a grip. You know, she made that sound a couple of times and she never moved her lips. I caught a hint of onion. It was not Vidalia sweet. I said, tell me, pretty baby, oh, what the hell did you eat? What the hell did you eat? This isn't any fun. You could kill me with that smell and be found guilty murder one. I don't mean to be so nosy, and like your food, I must repeat. So tell me, pretty baby, what the hell did you eat? Now to fall in love with such a girl, it must have been insane. When the gas had time had passed, I realized we were the same. Now there's a happy ending to my tale, and it may sound queer, but I married that girl who knocked me out and brought my eyes to tears. She still gets indigestion and she flatulates sometimes, but we're married now and I must confess hers ain't near as bad as mine. I can get a little scary when we're in between the sheets and flap them covers and say, hey baby, what the hell did we eat? What the hell did we eat? Was that you or was that me? We don't need a lullaby to put our ass to sleep. Well, we just poot ourselves unconscious and wake up smelling sweet. And tell me, pretty baby, what the hell did we eat? Oh, tell me, pretty baby, what the hell did we eat?
There we go, guys.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Christy Lee.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, chick.
Hello, Josh Arnold.
Hi, listen to this.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't
do that.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Why? It's satisfying.
There's Jeff Oskey.
A lot of people like that noise.
It sounds like static.
Well, maybe in your silly headphones. Did it sound like static to anybody?
No, it sounds like bubble. Yeah,
there's
bubble
Ace Cosby. I'm
Chick knees.
McGee.
Don't do that.
It sounds like daddy. Don't do that. I'm if you do that, people can't hear me shaking my sugar pack.
I'll have you know, I no longer have the packets.
I know. I've got a big jar of things that cost $250,000.
To the diner and...
Stole that? Did you steal a sugar shaker?
No, these are actually... They sell these.
You think it's called the diner.
In fact, I have two of them. I've got one in the green room and one here.
Oh, God.
Lovely.
You are entitled...
Pretty easy to fill those with salt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
Or cocaine. Mm. Oh. Should we coke up Tom's sugar?
Boy, I don't know what's in this coffee today, but it's amazing. Just amazing.
Not very sweet, kind of bitter. Let's see now, where were we? Oh, Christy Lee is...
We were talking about pornography.
Sound like insurance news. It's... Ooh. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I don't know if
Christy, do you like it at all?
Do I like porn?
Yeah.
You like watching it?
You do kind of like it?
Maybe
it doesn't bother me.
Cuddling with that significant...
To watch it with someone else.
No kidding.
I have a guess that your husband, not that into it.
I don't think... We've never discussed it.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. What?
No, never.
Oh, me and my lady, she saves what she watches so that I can watch it later. So
really?
I can see what she likes. And then, and vice
she
versa.
Likes a black guy.
No, come to find out, way more vulgar than what I'm into. Oh, she is a filth monster. Oh, my gosh.
These mics are on.
I don't care. Wow. Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, she goes, because I go, oh, what do you watch? She goes, well, I'll save one, and then you can watch it later. And I did, and I was like, that's what you want?
I don't know what it is about... Well, my husband and I don't. I get embarrassed like watching, like when it gets some regular movies that get a little frisky. I don't like that. I like that's separate.
Okay. Do you watch it with your lady, Josh?
I have watched porn with people I've been in a relationship before, but never.
You ruin it for him by telling him what's going to happen next.
Oh, you're going to love this next part.
I know how this ends.
I bet he uses his index finger.
Oh, God.
Aren't you something?
It's never been a thing in any relationship I've ever been in, really.
Yeah.
Hmm. So that's for me. That's my thing.
Yeah, her and I have never watched it together.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how to operate my TV, so I'm out.
Pat, what are your thoughts on...
Well, this is called Too Much Porn.
Oh.
We just started dating. Things are moving pretty fast. She's trying wild things in the bedroom. Must have a kinky past. I wonder where she learned this stuff. I wish I was forewarned. Must have had a boyfriend that watched too much porn. Too much porn.
Too much porn.
Too much porn.
Too much porn.
69's a young man's game and my meniscus is torn. Back it off a notch. Take that ring thing off my crotch. This girl's been watching too much porn. A young kid from St. Louis once had a dream to make it big in showbiz, be part of a radio team.
Hey!
Maybe meet a girl and not be so forlorn, but Josh is watching too much porn. Too much porn.
Too much porn.
Too much porn.
I watch too much porn.
Yanking it and spanking it till the early morn. Go on a date. Your iPad can wait. Joshy watches too much. The pastor watches too much. Your mother washes too much porn.
Yes. Thank you very much, Pat. Very nice.
Everything
very
in moderation.
Okay. Now, we have Christy Lee
don't
over
you
there.
Have to put your driver's license in now to watch porn?
Well, that should tell you how much I'm watching. I have not done that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What's the point of that exactly?
I don't
make
know.
Make sure you're of age. You know, they try not to get younger people to
don't
watch.
Don't you get on some list if you do that?
Probably.
What do you mean? You're on some list anyway.
Yeah.
But you want to be on that list.
If you're on the internet, you're already on a list, man.
Now, back in the day, I would have done that immediately, but now whatever.
I see. Now, what else is going on over there, Christy?
A video going viral appears to show a hearse ordering at a McDonald's drive-thru. According to news.com.au, the hearse carrying a coffin was, drivers get hungry too.
Sure.
Was spotted at a drive-thru entrance of a McDonald's location in southern Australia. One former McDonald's manager chimed in saying, quote, I had a funeral home call my store on more than one occasion, notifying us that they would be coming through in a hearse. Family's wishes for the deceased's last coffee run.
Oh, okay. Man, I like McDonald's coffee.
I do,
yeah,
too.
It's good.
Stepped up their game.
But
now, did the rest of the procession get anything?
I don't know.
That's kind of creepy.
Can you imagine?
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy. Would you say to the guy, by the way, the guy in the back doesn't care if the fries are cold. That just creeps me out.
Does it? Huh. Just a hearse in general creeps you out?
Yes.
If you were in a drive-thru and you saw that there was a hearse in front of you, would you leave that drive-thru?
I would.
It's not. No, why would you do that?
No, it's a guy driving hungry. He's got a coffee.
Creepy.
Depends if it's one of those complicated orders. You ever get behind somebody and then you can't figure out why it's taking so long and they get up to the window and just one thing after another going?
Oh, no. They're ordering for the soccer team.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What if the guy wanted to get an ice cream for his last wish in the machine?
Good luck.
Yeah. It went to three different McDonald's. Yeah.
Have you accidentally merged into a funeral procession before?
No. Yes.
Once in my life, I just wasn't paying attention.
Really?
Yeah. And I felt terrible.
Did you take the first turn off?
No, I just went ahead and went to the funeral. Yeah.
Pretend you knew the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Paid my respects.
Well, it sure is sad he's gone, right? It's a she. Oh, gosh.
You're in a card league with them now, right? Play cards every Tuesday night?
Volunteers have been working to clear beaches in England of thousands of French fries and onions following a cargo ship spill.
Don't they have seagulls?
Yeah, no joke. Right? The BBC reports the French fries were found near Eastbourne after several shipping containers filled with food and packaging had fallen from the cargo vessel, the Baltic Clipper, and washed ashore. According to the story, in some places, the French fries were 2.5 feet deep into the ground.
Wow.
Whoa. Wouldn't they be in bags?
That's what I would have thought. They would have been in bags, but...
Hmm.
The seagulls would be thrilled, but it might take a while.
Yeah. And
legend live on for the... Baltic Sea.
And they don't call them French fries.
Chips.
Chips ahoy.
How about this? I'm glad they cleaned it up because they were poutine the animals in danger.
Sure. Oh. No, that's no, those are words.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pluck out.
Instead of pudding, poutine.
Poutine.
Okay.
Poutine.
Have you ever had poutine?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's really good.
It's decadent, isn't it?
It's sweet, delicious.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Disco fries, baby.
I was just, I don't know why I was thinking about this. The thing with the guy with the casket in the back driving through the drive-thru at McDonald's. I was thinking if maybe if he didn't have enough change, he could go open the casket if the guy had those coins in his eyelids.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I don't think they do that anymore.
That's why I looked it up.
They used to do that in the Old West.
It's been so long.
They buried him with his boots.
Went and looked it up?
Yeah, I just looked it up just now.
Coins on his eyes.
The main reason for coins in the eyelids, in Greek mythology, the dead had to cross the river Styx to reach the underworld.
And to pay the ferryman.
Yep, sure did.
Don't even set a price.
Wow. Also, it helped keep the eyes closed. Wow. Before modern mortuary techniques, eyelids often reopened after death.
Yeah, now they just sew them shut.
Oh, they don't, is that really?
Well, what do you think they do? Glue them?
I'm going to insist my eyes remain open so that everybody who views my body just has to
deal with
and
that.
I'm a jokester.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have the mortician make my eyes crossed.
You got a final laugh.
Yeah. One last laugh.
Would they do that with like a pin?
Check him out. Check Josh out. Isn't he something?
Oh, look at that. He got one more.
It says most contemporary funerals avoid the practice of putting coins in the eyelids.
Well, of course.
Should I be buried with my glasses on?
Good question. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Are you going to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't look at dead people,
so I don't know.
I don't feel like I've ever seen it.
You don't look at dead people.
No.
What if you're forced to?
Don't. Nobody's forced
even
to.
Even on the walkthrough?
Do you go in the room?
I go in the room enough to say something and then get back out. I won't. Even when my own parents, I would not. Huh. No.
Gotcha.
Now, if you wear contacts, do they put them in?
No, do not.
You're not being
serious.
These are all
fair questions. They're fair questions.
Are you going to have a showing and all that?
I have no idea. Oh. But the showings help me personally. Okay. That's a good, yeah, that's they're good for me.
Yeah, the funeral's for the living, not the guy in the box.
So they don't do the coin in the eye thing anymore, huh?
We determined that.
Maybe just one. Maybe like a quarter in the left eye.
What Beatles song has a reference about that in it?
Eleanor Rigby? Audio.
No.
Which one?
George Harrison's song from Revolver.
Son of a
Penny
bitch.
Lover. Penny Lover.
Penny Lover.
Taxman.
Very funny.
What is the reference?
Beware the pennies on your eyes. Taxman.
Oh, there that's great. Oh, they're gonna the IRS is gonna even take those.
I couldn't hold it.
That's a solid reference, Pat. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Beatles today.
A certain bit of musical literacy and it's talking about something great as opposed to ABBA.
Now there are coins in military cemeteries.
Oh,
You can put a coin on the tombstone. A certain coin means we served together. A certain coin means we were in the same war or the same. Oh. I forget exactly, but I just know when I go visit my dad, I make a killing.
Once again, your father, Larry, brave man, Vietnam combat veteran, two tours.
Can you imagine?
A guy taking a bucket.
Hey, oh, boy.
I see you. Man, I got these free flags.
Whistling.
My yard's going to look great on the 4th of July. I got all these free flags. I'm sorry, Christy Lee, what else is happening?
Viral footage captured in Vietnam shows a tourist covering his body in bananas to attract wild monkeys.
Is he a pervert?
In the video, the tourist secured bunches of bananas around his torso, arms, and legs before entering an area where monkeys live on Son Tre, is it Tre Mountain? The person appears delighted as monkeys rush in to snatch bananas from his body.
I'm delighted by this.
Before an official approaches, telling the man to stop.
I find it very appealing. Oh. We have a picture of this lunatic. Look at this guy.
What a silly man. Nuts.
That's worse than I thought.
Well, now, wait a minute. No, it's not because he doesn't have any bananas on his groin.
No, it's not a sexual thing.
Well, they've probably already eaten monkeys. Them.
No.
No.
Well, are those? I thought those were cats on the ground. Those are monkeys?
They're monkeys.
Those are cute.
He looks like he should be wearing rollerblades. Like, yes, he does.
Yeah.
He does have on a helmet with a face visor.
Well, that's because he's got the little scooter there. That's what he rode in on.
He rode in on a scooter.
Oh, I thought.
So why would he do this?
The guy's on a scooter covered in bananas?
Yes.
Well,
that's a hell of an act.
That way he's got the scooter, so in case of an emergency, he can split.
Those are just cute little monkeys. Split. Wait till he gets the ape plane.
What do you want?
A banana split.
What an idiot.
It's appealing.
Very odd.
Well, the monkeys liked it.
Yeah, well, there's probably some pervy thing later on where he's painted his male member yellow. They haven't gotten to that part yet.
You know how easy it would be for a monkey to rip a penis off a guy?
Oh, I can't even.
It wouldn't take any effort at all, probably.
No, probably none.
Snatch, oddly enough.
Okay, I see.
Yep.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
This isn't your average podcast.
Do you like party?
I do like a huge chug of tequila.
The Howlerhead whiskey bottle chug in front of Dana White. That was the first time we ever went to LA. We somehow got into a pity party.
What's
a
Elon Musk house party look like?
My parties generally have a very high production value.
This is Full Send.
I do want to do a lot more pranks. A
bunch of different pranks.
Join the party.
Jack Doherty in the house.
Feeling good, man.
What are we going to talk about with Will Smith?
Yeah, I know what you're going
to
say.
Shout out to Theo Vaughn.
It's been entertaining, dude.
The Full Send Podcast.
Grab the boys, grab the beers. Let's do it.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.